Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skyler Fleming. In today's episode, let's talk about getting wealthy automatically. A lot of what I'm going to say today is from the book, The Automatic Millionaire by David Bach. I highly suggest reading it. If you've never read any financial books before, I think that's a great starting point. Another book that I'm going to pull from is The Simple Path to Wealth by J.L. Collins. Both of these books have been a great resource to me, and I know that they're going to help you in your wealth building journey if you want to learn more about the information in today's episode. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, here are the main points: the power of automation, how to automate wealth, simple investing, the power of automatic retirement plans, what you can do about it, and then finally, what you can do to encourage others and how you can help them. But the money talking points from today's episode are: what is an index fund? What is your savings rate? How could I automate savings? How wealthy are you now? Without further ado, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skyler Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. All right, automation, it's one of my favorite topics. I think I've already had a few episodes on it, and I certainly talk about it more in just a few episodes. So you should know what I'm going to say. And if you do, then go tell someone else about the power of automation. But in today's episode, we're really going to define how wealth and automation are partners in your financial journey. I'm excited to talk about automation some more and share some insights that I find fascinating around automation and wealth building. But let's talk about the power of automation first. I've previously said that automation can be the difference between retiring or not. It can be the difference between living a comfortable adult life or not, which means if you're stuck working or if you get to enjoy working or not. I think that's also part of the difference of automation. I think we've all had a job, or will likely at some point, where we don't feel like we can leave. Like there's some sort of peak that we've reached, and that it's the pinnacle of our careers, and that we don't get to enjoy our time outside of work because we just think about how we have to go to work. So some sort of job that we don't really enjoy, whether it was a high school job or a job that just got you through college. But when you're able to build wealth automatically, then it makes it a lot easier to leave those type of jobs and find new ones, or maybe not even work at all. It makes it a whole lot easier to take the proper amount of time off to look for the right position. Now, I'm here just talking about the power of extra savings that you can live off of. But how do you actually make that savings happen? How do you make it happen through automation? Well, that's by saving money automatically each paycheck. But how do you automatically make wealth instead of just savings? Let's talk about automating wealth next. It's no question that jobs over the last few years have had to increase their wages, but prices have also gone up. So wages at their current level don't feel like they have as much of an impact on our spending or savings as they would have a few years ago. That's how inflation works. Our money doesn't go as far. So how do we automatically get wealthy? Well, one of the first things that you need to understand is that it's not going to be done with a regular bank savings account or a regular credit union savings account. As of June 21st, 2022, the average savings rate for a regular savings account is 0.08% APY, which means if you have $100,000 in a savings account, it's only going to make you about $80 a year. How is your account and your savings going to grow if you're only making $80 a year? Using a compound interest calculator, your money would only earn you about $3,251 after 40 years. That's a very long time. And that kind of timeline is what makes people scared to save for the long term. It makes it hard for people to put money in their retirement accounts. But imagine if you're putting money only in a regular savings account. No wonder it's terrifying to save for that long of a time. Money will just never grow. Obviously, the rate might change, but for the sake of my point and argument here, you're not going to make any real money. $3,251 just isn't going to be enough growth or compounding interest to retire on. So let's talk about the stock market. What if you had that same $100,000? Let's use the 10.67% annualized rate of the S&P 500 from Investopedia. and that's 10.67%. That same $100,000 in the S&P 500 will make you $6,649,597.91. That's a lot of money, but that's the S&P 500. And how do you get your money in there? How do you actually take advantage of saving through investing instead of just a regular savings account? Next, let's talk about simple and automatic investing. The Simple Path to Wealth is going to be a great place to continue off if you want to learn more about what I'm about to talk about. It's a great book written by J.L. Collins. I highly suggest it. But let's get back to what we were just talking about, the S&P 500 and how you get $100,000 into your account. Let's start with what you actually invest in. That's the S&P 500. It's what's called an index fund. And three key takeaways from Investopedia about index funds are: an index fund is a portfolio of stocks or bonds designed to mimic the composition and performance of a financial market index. Index funds have lower expenses and lower fees than actively managed funds. Index funds allow for a passive investment strategy. So why am I mentioning index funds when it comes to simple investing? That's because really they're the definition of simple investing. Index funds mimic broad sections of the market. The S&P 500 is an index of the largest 500 companies in the United States. That means when you buy into the S&P 500, you're buying a part of the 500 largest companies in the US. So how do you do that? Look out for these ticker symbols, or if you're used to stocks, you know those 3 to 4 digit symbols that you look up when you're trying to look up a stock. The same sort of thing applies when you're looking up an index fund, whether it's an ETF or a mutual fund version. And if you need to know the difference between those, you can just simply look it up and there's good definitions online. So whether it's your 401k, your IRA, or your regular investing account, look for these tickers to invest in the S&P 500. For Vanguard's version, it's VOO. For iShares version, it's IVV. For SPDR's version, it's SPY. All three of those track the S&P 500. Great places to start where fees are low or practically don't exist because they're so low. Please, if you're just getting started with investing and not sure where to invest, start with one of those funds. They're simple. There's also entire US funds or entire world funds, which allow you to buy into every public stock in the United States or the world. I hope that makes sense. It's really super simple when you think about it. You're allowed to buy into these larger indexes that track very large segments of the market. Instead of buying individual stocks and hoping you strike it rich and hit the right one, you just buy the whole market. But how do you actually get the $100,000 in there? Through automation. Start by making sure you're getting your employer match with a 401k if you have that opportunity. Then make sure you're maxing out your IRA. Right now, I think it's $6,000, but make sure you're looking up whatever the current IRA contribution limit is and make sure you're depositing that money in there to meet that. Deposit it monthly or something like that. Make sure you're taking advantage of all taxable accounts, or I mean tax advantaged accounts. Then go back after your IRA is maxing out and max out your 401k if that's possible. Then if you have leftover money, put it in a regular investment account after that. Now there's more nuance to where to invest, and there could be more specific things to your personal finance situation. So make sure you understand your situation if you're starting to get really complicated. But a great starting point is what I just mentioned. Please look into that and do some more research about those accounts. If you're investing $500 a month, then it's going to take you about 16.5 years to get to $100,000. But the good news is your money's going to be growing throughout that time. So as you're putting $500 in, that $500 just continues to grow and compound on it already. So by the time you get to that 16.5 years, you're going to have more than $100,000 in your account because of compound interest. And then once you get to that $100,000, if you have 40 more years to let it sit, you're going to be millions and millions and a millionaire multiple times over. So why is an automatic retirement plan important to help you reach financial independence and help you reach your financial goals? Let's talk about the power of an automatic retirement plan next. So why are retirement plans such a big deal? Taxes, that's why. It allows you to save on taxes. So let me give you some definitions real quick. A traditional account, whether a 401k or IRA, you'll hear it called a traditional 401k or just 401k, or a traditional IRA, means you contribute money before it is taxed by the government. That means you pay taxes on the money as you take it out, as well as taxes on the growth of that money. Now, a Roth account, whether it's a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA, means you contribute money after it's been taxed by the government. This allows your money to grow and means you don't have to pay taxes on the growth when you pull it out, or the money that you put in there, since it's already been taxed. That's the tax favors of these accounts. Because of the tax favors the government offers us through these accounts, there's requirements on when you can access the money. So be sure you know those requirements before you start moving money in and out of these accounts all willy-nilly. I won't go into a lot of detail on the rules right now because you should just plan to never touch the money until you're old and wealthy and are old enough to touch the accounts. So why have an automatic retirement plan? Well, it's how you get people to actually save. When people have automatic retirement plans that start contributing automatically, they're more likely to leave it alone and let it contribute. It's just like taxes coming out automatically. Imagine for a second, if you had to pay taxes yourself. One, there'd be fewer people who would pay their taxes. And two, there'd be a lot more people that would realize how much they're being taxed. But since taxes come out automatically, how many of us, I would say 99 out of 100 of us, don't even consider how much taxes we're paying. Maybe if we get a bonus, we're like, wow, that was a lot of taxes that came out of that bonus because of the way companies usually pay taxes on bonuses. But your regular paycheck, you're not concerned about taxes. And that's because it happens automatically. So use that same power towards saving for retirement and let it be automatic and don't even worry about it. And you'll be fine in the end. So with all this information about how you can change your life with automation and how you can change your financial journey, what can you do about it? Let's talk about that next. Well, the first thing you can do is start contributing to a retirement account yesterday. The saying goes that the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best time is today. The other saying is that time in the market beats timing the market, which means you're just putting money regularly in index funds instead of trying to time the market when it's lowest and trying to sell when it's highest or buy specific stocks. Make sure you're getting your money in often and quickly. Obviously, we may all have different life circumstances and it may not be logical for some of us to invest right now. That's where my wife and I find ourselves with her being in PA school. It just isn't the right time for us. We're considering it an investment in her education and in her income for the future. But please make sure you get yourself to a point where you can start investing large amounts of money into the stock market so that you can live a financially free and financially independent life later. Start getting your personal finances in order. Make sure you have some sort of spending and savings plan of how much money you're going to be putting away. You don't have to be budgeting every single dollar, but you have to know how much you're saving and your savings rate. Start equating saving to equal investing. Don't consider a regular bank account to be saving, because even though you're saving your money from being spent, you're not doing anything with your money when it sits there. It's just sitting there, and you may earn a few dollars every few years or a few cents every month or something like that, but start thinking of saving as investing money. Your money that's in a bank account is just kind of sitting there hanging out. It's free cash, essentially, like free for you to use. So let's say you have everything in order and you love automation, you love investing, and you're listening to this episode just to try to fact check me to see if I'm saying everything right. Then what do you do to help others? Well, the first place to start with helping other people, I say it all the time, and it's the whole point of this podcast, talk about money more. Share how your savings rate is going and what it is, and help other people get there. Maybe you're really good at making low-cost recipes for families. Share those with others and so that they can do better. Maybe you're really good at repairing cars by yourself, so you're going to charge your friends a lower rate to change their oil instead of having them take it to the dealership. Something like that can really help people with their financial journey. But if we all band together, then we're going to make it a whole lot easier to realize a world where more people are free from the burden that finances can cause and financial stress can cause. Our money is a tool that allows us to enjoy life and do what we want to do. And if we're helping each other out, it's a whole lot easier for a lot more of us to be able to enjoy our life with the tool that money can be. And I hope this episode has helped you out. But let's wrap up today's episode so you can get to talking about money with your friends. Well, I hope this episode has helped you out. I hope that you're able to see a new way to understand savings and how automation can help you become a millionaire. Remember my two book recommendations if you're interested in this topic, The Automatic Millionaire and The Simple Path to Wealth. Make sure you check out these books at your local library so you can save even more money. You can also get ebooks and audiobooks from your local library on your phone, so make sure you look into that. Make sure you save money and use your local library. But I'm excited to talk about automation today, and I hope this episode was really helpful. I really enjoy being able to create this podcast, and it would mean a lot if you could share it with a friend. We're going strong on 43 episodes. It's about 10 weeks until we hit our 1-year mark, and I'm really excited for that. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.